385571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour here on this Tuesday, March 31st, 2026 edition. Moral issues have been defined as the political divide between Democrats and Republicans for as long as there's been a donkey and an elephant. From political cartoons, it's always the fault lines that continue to shift as new debates emerge and old ones fade. A recent Pew Research Center survey shows abortion remains the most polarizing issue between the parties. 47-point gap between Republicans being pro-life, Democrats pro-death. And whether or not abortion is morally acceptable. Thou shalt not kill. Well, the Democrats don't believe that abortion is killing a baby. Republicans do. According to the survey, second issue, 39 points, divide over LGBTQ issues. Republicans against it, Democrats support it. Third issue, the death penalty. That comes in with only a 28-point gap. Republicans support it, Democrats do not. The next issue, pornography. Republicans against it, Democrats support it by a 26-point gap. And then the last issue in the survey was doctor-assisted suicides. That came in last place with only a 25% gap. Oakland University political science professor Dave Duilio said, when it comes down to brass tacks, it's just one more layer of the onion on how people view politics and how they view their ideology or their set of beliefs, and how it all fits together. Duilio said some of these debates evolve into defining single-issue voting drivers. While abortion remains central, he noted that immigration has also emerged as a cultural war flashpoint, despite it not being included in the Pew Research survey. Those are the hottest of the hot button issues, the ones that are getting most of the attention. Well, at the same time, issues that once stirred intense controversy have largely cooled down. Pew Research Center found only minimal partisan differences when it came to drinking. Drinking alcohol, only 2 points apart. Gambling, 9 points apart. And marijuana use, 15 points apart. Well, there was a time in this country when gambling or alcohol use was much more controversial. Duilio said, noting public attitudes on these issues, going as far back as divorce, have significantly shifted over time. However, the broader fight over morality in politics dates all the way back to our country's founding. Over the years, we've had debates over slavery, immigration, and even voting rights for women. Those early divisions shaped our country. Today, those disputes remain rooted in a central question as to who has the authority to define right and wrong when it comes to public elected life. Now, we have emerging issues. Artificial intelligence. Perhaps it could form the next wave of moral and political conflict. The survey also found a growing tendency among both parties to view the other as being immoral. A shift Duilio said has contributed to the increasingly heated rhetoric in our political discourse. Moral, immoral used to be a bridge too far. Another university researcher, Michigan State University Dante Cheney, said that the country's moral divides are often oversimplified into red versus blue, or perhaps urban versus rural narratives. However, those fail to capture the full picture. There are different kinds of urban communities and even different kinds of rural communities. He pointed to differences between regions. For example, the very rural Black South compared to the rural Northern Michigan, as well as variations within suburbs, college towns, and ex-former urban areas. While many of these communities may say the vote stays the same, there are differences on morality and values, and they can differ significantly. However, they function differently, and they do live in different realities. Lastly, Pew Research survey looked at age as being another key factor that shapes moral values. Pew Research found younger Americans are less likely to view marijuana use as being morally wrong, and more likely to say that being extremely rich is morally questionable, while older Americans are more likely to view homosexuality is morally wrong. Well, the world that we've grown up in, it shapes our values and our moral rules have changed. And despite these shifts, Duilio said moral issues are unlikely to fade from politics anytime soon. However, specific battles continue to evolve. So this could be potentially something that would possibly change over time. Always has and always will. So pretty interesting. One of the things the story mentions is that the youth are definitely returning to churches. Youth groups and other advances are taking place in the religious centers around the country, finding that churches are having to reach out to a different demographics. Baby boomers, many of them turning older, some not having the ability to attend church on a regular basis. Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA and other youth organizations are preaching to the young people. As a result, many young people are now returning to church. This could provide potentially changing values in the coming decades. So, pretty interesting story. Let's see, I got a text message. Yes, our church is definitely growing with the youth. We are going into the schools and talking directly to youth groups. Oh boy, let's see. Do we have time for this one? Democrats and their cuck rhinos are the most seditious. Pedophiles, anti-American cabal of slave masters ever witnessed on earth. They're stealing our wealth, our children, and our very lives, all to maintain their elitist ruling class. It's time to wake up. Absolutely agree with that statement. Got a couple of short stories to finish up the show with here. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Stayed up a little late last night to see Justin Verlander return to the mound with his number 35 pitching for the Tigers out there in Arizona. And I got to tell you, he got rocked. Didn't pitch beyond the third inning, gave up five runs before being relieved. But it was actually good to see that he did it out west in Arizona. Late night game started at 10:10 Eastern Standard Time. Vicky and I turned it off at about 11:30. But he ended up, the Tigers losing their second game. They're 2-2 right now. They have another third and final game there in Arizona today, or tonight, and tomorrow, before heading home for this weekend. Well, Easter Sunday night, it's going to be interesting, because the home game is going to be Sunday night baseball. You'll be able to watch it, I believe, on Fox. And Justin Verlander will be the starting pitcher at the home game. Ticket sales are going crazy. Everybody is buying tickets to go to this game Sunday night, this Easter Sunday. They're saying that not only will all the seats be sold out, but they're even going to have standing room only, and those tickets are going quickly as well. Hopefully, he'll be able to work on some things this week. He didn't have his high fastball. Everything he was throwing last night was low in the strike zone. And the Arizona Diamondbacks were teeing off. So they did come back and score six runs, but ended up losing the game 9-6. But just wanted to remind you about free baseball on Fox, I believe, on Sunday night. Justin Verlander coming home for the home opening weekend. And it's going to be Sunday night baseball game of the week. So looking forward to that very much. It's going to be fun. Let's see. Coming into Detroit. St. Louis. The Cardinals. could be potentially a repeat of the 1968 World Series. St. Louis Cardinals against the Detroit Tigers. And one interesting side note, Derek Skubal wears number 29. Which Detroit Tiger pitcher from 1968 wore number 29? Yep, left-hander Mickey Lolich. In that year, 1968, Mickey Lolich pitched 376 innings. Unheard of. They said he had a rubber arm and could literally pitch on 2-3 days worth of rest. Actually pitched and won 3 of the World Series games, beating the St. Louis Cardinals ace Bob Gibson. Remember that like it was yesterday. 1968. 10 years old, listening to my AM transistor radio in my shirt pocket with a little earpiece, hardwire little earplug. Got in trouble for doing it, but didn't care. And ended up staying home to watch the last game of the World Series. Never forget Mickey Lolich jumping up into Bill Freehan's arms on the last out of the game. Good memories. Tiger baseball. So Sunday night, baseball this Sunday, Easter Sunday. So after you go to church and you have your Easter dinner, get ready for some Tiger baseball on Fox. Let's see. I'm going to check and double make sure. Oh, I'm sorry. No, they changed it. It's not going to be on Fox. It's going to be on NBC and the Peacock channel. So, great game. Going to be just unbelievable. Right now, the probable pitchers have not been announced formally, but they said it on the game last night. Justin Verlander starting at home on Sunday night. Well, that's it pretty much for today's show. We've got other stories coming out tomorrow. I've got some of them that have hit the radio station already, but I don't have enough time to get into them. So we'll put some saran wrap on those and get it on tomorrow's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus